streets are for cars, right? That certainly sounds like common sense to many, but Open Streets events try to push back on that idea, and they've been popping up in the West for a number of years. Boise just held its first, and the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse brings us this report.
Bike power!
Bike power!
Right around noon on a bluebird September Sunday in Boise, a pack of cyclists, dozen strong, turn south on Talatah Street. They cruise past a barricade where police and volunteers are turning motorists away.
Oh, you can do the flipping Yui?
Yeah.
Okay, might be a good move.
The Boise Good Time Street Band welcomes riders with a jaunty tune. Wide business line Talatah is soon packed with bikers, walkers, roller skaters, and at least one person on stilts. Food trucks and other stands line the one-mile segment of the street, and long lines stretch out of the cafes and restaurants on the route. Lindsay Lind and her family, husband Eric, their two young children, and two dogs, had walked from their nearby home. They're standing in line to get some birria tacos.
It's kind of weird. Like, I feel like I keep needing to move over to the side.
Eric describes Talatah on a normal day.
It's busy, yeah. And usually people aren't doing 30 miles an hour. It's, you know, 35, 40.
Or more.
Or more. Who knows?
They love the vibrant sense of community surrounding them and the promotion of green alternatives to driving.
I think it helps people slow down a little bit and see kind of what's out here as far as businesses.
These are exactly the sorts of sentiments organizers of Boise's first Open Streets event were hoping to inspire.
All the chips fell into place. It worked out really well. And here we are today, with close to, I would say, like 3,000 people?
That was an early estimate from Nina Pinner, advocacy director at the Boise Bicycle Project. Later organizers said it was over 6,000. The group worked closely with local officials to develop siding criteria and then surveyed neighborhoods to find a spot with local buy-in. They ultimately landed on Talatah. The strong turnout
sends the message loud and clear that, like, hey, the Boise community, we're out biking, we're out walking. We want to see more infrastructure. We want to be able to choose to bike and to walk rather than choosing to get into our vehicles.
The second is already planned for next year, but with thousands in the street for the first, Pinner says there's huge potential for a more regular schedule, perhaps even bi-weekly during the summer.
The concept is really, really simple. You open streets to people and you close into cars. And the magic happens.
That's Gil Penalosa. As an official in the Colombian capital, Bogota, in the late 90s, he helped dramatically expand the city's Ciclovia program, credited as the seed of the Open Streets global movement. Every Sunday, some 1.5 million Bogotanos cruise around 80 miles of car-free roads.
Why is it spreading? Humans were social animals, and we want to be with other people.
The many benefits of open streets are best achieved with frequent repetition, especially the health benefits. But in a time of often ugly divisiveness, he says anything that brings a community together is good.
The possibility of people meeting as equals is really, really, really important.
He acknowledges that some officials and businesses can blanch at shutting down significant stretches of roadways to cars, but encourages cities that haven't tried it to be gutsy.
It works everywhere. I've seen it in poor cities, in wealthy cities, and it makes everybody happier and healthier. Also, to keep in mind that this is low risk. This is low cost. And it has very high benefits.
And then you start here and don't stop and just ride up it like a little hill.
In a parking lot off Talatah, young kids are buzzing around a bicycle skills course. 6.5-year-old Margot Mace is getting frustrated trying to ride her bike over a teeter-totter obstacle.
It doesn't let me do it.
Okay.
Beth Edwards, her mom, says they had ridden to Talatah with dozens of others and got a taste of the danger cyclists face in the city.
We were trying to get across Orchard and a car almost ran us down. We were a big group of bikers, so we weren't just one cycling family or one person. There was 40 of us.
Edwards had heard of open streets, but didn't really know much about the idea until that Sunday. She loves its emphasis on safety for all road users.
Coming here and being free and seeing her just riding safely and freely is a pretty awesome feeling.
After 3 failed attempts, Margot backs up to give it one more go.
I just love how she never gives up.
That and being brave, she says, is all it takes. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.